Later this month, the new provincial budget will deliver the largest ever increase in school operating funding and a record new commitment to address classroom size and complexity. Premier Scott Moe recently took the unusual step of announcing part of the education budget prior to Budget Day, to clearly demonstrate our government's commitment to address teachers' concerns around classroom supports. The 2024-25 provincial budget will include the largest increase in school operating funding in Saskatchewan's history. There will be $180 million of increased funding, up nearly 9%, to $2.2 billion. This increase will include over $356 million that is specifically allocated to classroom supports, an increase of over $45 million or about 15% since last year. In light of these significant new commitments, we are asking the STF to pause their job action so that teachers and students can return to their classrooms, and the teachers' union can return to the bargaining table. Our government recently introduced the Saskatchewan Labour Market Strategy, outlining how the province will ensure Saskatchewan people benefit from the jobs our economy is creating and that Saskatchewan employers have access to the workforce needed to succeed. The strategy outlines how the province is preparing people for both current and emerging jobs in Saskatchewan and aligning training opportunities in post-secondary institutions to the needs of industry. A strong labor force drives healthy economies and successful communities, and this strategy is our roadmap to secure a labor force that keeps pace with growing demands and opportunities of our economy. Through strategic investments that align the workforce with the needs of industry, we are ensuring that investment into our province is supported and that growth translates into a better quality of life for Saskatchewan people. Our province's growing labor force is supported by a growing economy. Saskatchewan's agriculture sector continues to experience growth, further fueling a strong provincial economy. Agri-food exports to India have increased in volume by over 71% from 2022 to 2023. Exports of Saskatchewan lentils and peas to India, the province's largest pulse market, experienced significant growth by the end of 2023. Our government ensures Saskatchewan's agricultural industry can continue to grow through strategic investments that support the industry. Details of the 2024 Crop Insurance Program have recently been released, building on the existing suite of business management programs offered by the Saskatchewan Crop Insurance Corporation, SCIC. All producers are encouraged to take a proactive approach to tailor their coverage to further manage and mitigate their risk. March 31, 2024, is the deadline for Saskatchewan producers to apply, reinstate, or cancel their crop insurance contract. Producers must select insured crops and coverage levels or make additional changes by this date. Producers can speak to their local SCIC office to make any changes or coverage will remain the same as the previous year. A strong and growing economy ensures investments can be made in key services, such as healthcare, as well. Saskatchewan is investing in several breast cancer and screening initiatives to support substantial detection and treatment enhancements for patients. A new breast health center in Regina was just announced, which will provide diagnostic imaging, consultation with specialists and surgeons, and patient education, support and navigation. It will also provide on-site access to post-treatment care, such as therapies and rehabilitation. Family physicians and nurse practitioners will be able to refer patients directly to the new center, helping to reduce wait times. The new center will be located at Regina Center Crossing on Albert Street and will be open within the 2024-25 fiscal year. The province is also making changes to the screening age eligibility from the current 50 and older to include women aged 40 to 49. In addition, new 3D breast imaging and breast tumor localized, SEED, technology will enhance breast cancer detection, result in fewer delays and cancellations, and offer less discomfort for patients. Our government is committed to continuing to make targeted investments in healthcare so you can receive the care you need when you need it. As our government continues to move through the spring sitting of the Legislative Assembly and prepares for the presentation of the provincial budget on March 20th, we look forward to hearing from you. Please reach out to my office to share any comments or concerns. You can reach us at 306-692-8884 or MJNorthMLA@sasktel.net. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.